Hey there, Theme Park Nuts. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we run through this week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is May the 12th. Let's get cracking. At Disneyland Resort, we've seen the first media previews of Fantasy Springs at Tokyo DisneySea. You can check out a lot of people's coverage online, but my personal favorite is if you head over to TDR Explorer, Chris's channel over on YouTube, you can see an hour and a quarter long video that Chris cut together of all his experiences at the media preview, from coming into the land to going into the individual rides themselves. It looks pretty amazing. He also shows you the front and back entrances of the land, which is pretty cool for people that have been to Tokyo Disney before to see how all of that hangs together. The new attractions, which there are POVs for, mostly flying around except for Peter's Pan ride. Those new rides are Anna and Elsa's Frozen Journey, Rapunzel's Lantern Festival, Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure, and Fairy Tinkerbell's Busy Buggies. I think they're trying to keep a little bit of Peter Pan's Neverland Adventure secret. They're only showing people's reactions that I've seen. But they all look like pretty impressive rides, and everyone has said they're pretty great. Over in the US, we have seen the Pixar Fest marketplaces, which food booths, they're as another name, marketplace, I don't know, but they're basically just their food stalls for the Disney California Adventure Pixar Fest that's running at the moment. So they have opened up this week. The food stands offer a variety of bites and drinks inspired by Pixar films. The films in question are Inside Out, Elemental, Luca, Turning Red, Soul, and not surprisingly, Ratatouille. It looked like there's like a Ratatouille pizza, which is kind of cool. From the images that I saw online. Walt Disney World has announced the opening of their next DVC villa, the Island Tower, at Disney's Polynesian Villas and Bungalows Resort. It's going to be pretty impressive looking, but it does just look like a tower. So its theming is nice internally, but, you know, it will do nicely for a lot of DVC people just because of its location, obviously. It's going to be welcoming guests starting in December of this year, which means that the window for reservations will start very, very soon, which is quite exciting. The Disneyland Forward proposal has won final approval this week from Anaheim City Council, clearing the way for further expansion at Disneyland Resort. Now, we've talked a lot on this podcast about the Disneyland Forward proposal, including questioning when it was going to finally be a decision point for a number of things. It's great to have that green light now ahead, obviously, of D23, when we're going to get some announcements of various attractions. We might be able to hear some real plans since this Disneyland Forward proposal has got final approval and not excuses because it didn't. So that's a really exciting thing. Disney globally has announced its Halloween plans for this year as well this week. We're getting a lot of Disney this week. Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party returns to Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom starting Friday, August 9th, and runs through till... I don't know when it runs through till, to be honest, till early November. On the West Coast, the Oogie Boogie Bash, the Disney Halloween Party, will return to Disney's California Adventure for 27 nights, starting Sunday, August 25th. In other parts of the world, Hong Kong Disneyland is going to bring back its Halloween celebrations, including the House de Villains and the Let's Get Wicked show. And the Nightmare Before Dinner experience, which looks pretty cool. They're going to start on September 12th and continue through to Halloween, October 31st. In Disneyland Paris, the Disney Halloween Festival is going to run October 1st to November 3rd. And at Tokyo Disney Resort, the Disney Halloween event, which is not a separate ticket event, is going to run October 1st through November 7th, which will include theming and entertainment. Think the usual Tokyo Disney things, new parades, new that sort of thing, a new float at the Disney Sea daytime show. So yeah, pretty exciting Halloween-y type stuff happening all around the Disney parks all over the world. Now, not just Disney news this week, a lot of financial news this week because it's financial reporting season for first quarter in the US. So we heard a little bit about Six Flags and Cedar Fair. Both had attendance increases over versus the same quarter last year. Six Flags grew 6% over the comparable period. And Cedar Fair grew surprisingly 27%, even though they were open for just 117 days rather than 161 operating days for the same quarter in 2023. So that's pretty surprising. They've had a decrease in days, but an increase in attendance so significant. However, both parks have had a decrease of in-park spending. They both took about a 6% drop on in-park spending, which led to net losses on both sides of Six Flags and Cedar Fair of around $133 million, which is pretty significant. Now, the reason I'm talking about both of these two chains together is that they are about to merge. Both companies confirmed in their financial statements that the merger, what they're calling, quote, the merger of equals between the two entities, Cedar Fair and Six Flags, is going to conclude in the next quarter. So at the end of next quarter, we're going to have combined results for Cedar Fair and Six Flags, the new entity that's the combination of the two. So it's interesting that both are writing down pretty massive losses heading into that merger. In other resort chains, United Parks and Resorts, which is the former SeaWorld Parks and Resorts company, its attendance rose 2.1% compared to the same period last year. I don't know that they reported their consumer spending, but they had a good attendance gain, which is pretty good. Disney has reported as well the Disney Experiences segment of their business, which includes both the theme parks and the Disney Cruise Line, reported revenue of $8.39 billion for the first 3 months of March. Until March this year. That's up 10% over the same period in 2023, which is a phenomenal amount of money. Right? 10% on $8 billion is extraordinary. Anyway, the operating income was up 12% for the quarter to $2.286 billion. The international parks really led the way in this, with Paris, Hong Kong, Shanghai having growth combined of about 29% in revenue and 87% in income for the quarter. Disney also noted strong results for Walt Disney World in Florida and lower results for Disneyland in California. Their excuse at Disneyland was that attendance was up at Disneyland, but they had lower occupied room nights and inflation basically offset the gains in attendance. So there was a little bit of a lower result for Disneyland Resort itself. But overall, Disney making an absolute fortune out of its Disney Experiences segment. And that is it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. If you want a much shorter version of this news, please make sure you check out our YouTube and TikTok channels, where we post our weekly theme park news in a nutshell videos. As always, you can catch up with us on Threads or Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta, or our blog is themeparknut.com. Have a great week theme parking, and until next time, cheers.